AB9NN mobile monitoring.
KA BCW testing. KA BCW NADNH.
Here, go ahead. Here, go ahead, Bentley. I need you to make.
Hang on, Drake. I'm getting really poor reception on the 7-4. I'm going to try when I get up a little higher ground, see if I can hear you.
Sounds good. I need you to make.
Yeah, not able to read you at all. If you can hear me, I'm on my way over to the crossroads right now. I should be there in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine, so sounds good. I need you to make.
BCW and ADMH.
Hey, go ahead, Bentley.
KABCW to NADMH. Drake, you listening?
Yeah, I'm here. NADMH.
Alright, I'm out of the lowlands and up in the hill country around Petoskey, so the 7-4 is receiving well for me. We should be up there in just a few minutes if you want to stand by, and I'll let you know what I see when I get there.
Alright, sounds good. Yeah, I'm just here at the desk, so just give me a call.
Alright, I'll give you a shout when I get there. KABCW. KABCWNADMA.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm following that address 3608, but it doesn't seem to be the right place.
One second.
I'm just getting to the end of the pavement. Did I go too far? Do I need to turn around? Is it one of the towers I passed back there, or is it on the dirt road part?
It's on the dirt. You got to keep going. Just keep going. You'll see a driveway on your left across the street from a really short tower. That's not the driveway. You're going to want to keep going past that one. It's the next driveway after that.
Okay, so down the hill a little bit, and it's on the left.
Hey, firm.
So is it all the way down at the end of the road, like at the little cul-de-sac, or is it about halfway up the hill?
It's not all the way at the end. You got to keep going. You'll see... you'll see a short tower on your right with a green shack. It's not that one. You got to keep going. You'll see a driveway on the left across from that short tower, but that's not the driveway you're looking for. You're going to want to keep going a little bit, and it's easy to miss it. You'll see it. It might be a little rutted out.
Okay, totally did not get any of what you just said. Up here on one of these towers, looks like it has a little bluish building next to it.
Is it right off the main, the little dirt road there?
Correct.
Correct. It dropped out a little.
Yeah, so driving down the dirt part of Krause Road, there's, before you get to the bottom of the hill, the little cul-de-sac, like end of the dirt road, there's a driveway that goes off to the left. I just took that up. There's a bluish building here. I went all the way down to the bottom of the road. There's a sign down there for Straits Amateur Radio Club. I think that's somebody else's tower down there at the end. Is that correct?
I don't remember what color the Krause Road building is. Is there, do you see a, no, man. Oh, cul-de-sac. I'm trying to I'm trying to get a bearing of where exactly you are on Krause Road. I don't know if you're at where I think you're at or what.
Well, let me give the code a try on the gate and see if it's the right place. All right, code didn't work. I must not be at the right spot. I'm going to go down to the next one. Stand by.
Actually, give me a call real quick and on whatever app you had me download so I can see where you're at.
If you can give me GPS coordinates, I can get it from that way.
Stand by. All right, I just dropped you some coordinates there.
This is WN2PUT listening.
Hey, EMH, testing.
N8EMH, WNAQ, got full quiet and good signal three.
All right, sounds good, Larry. I'm working on dialing this in here. I'm adjusting the squelch right now, so give me 1 second. And DMH echo test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
K8BCW testing the 1-9. K8BCW, N8DMH, Drake, you listening?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to find a setting here. That's ID talk over. Okay. Alright. Yep, I'm here. I'm doing some fine tuning.
You want me to come get you?
Not yet. I still got some more work to do.
Okay, well, we're heading out right now, and we're going to run one little errand. I can be there in about 15 minutes, but otherwise, then we're going to go grab some dinner. So either grab you, come get you in about 20, or you're going to have to wait for a while.
I have no problem waiting. You might as well go do what you guys got to do, and I've got someone bringing a part, so I should be all right.
All right, well, I'm standing by. I've got tools in the truck. If you need me to come up there and give you a hand, just let me know.
All right, sounds good. Hey, DMH.
K8BCW.
WNAQ, N8DMH.
WNAQ, N8DMH, great.
Stand by, I'm getting a phone call.
N8APX on the 1-9.
Loud and clear, N8DMH. Alright, that is listed at 150. Alright, now it's at 125. Test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, now we're trying it again outside, hopefully less noise.
WWTPG.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor India November. Over.
And mobile monitoring.
This is KD8VIN, over.
Hi, good evening from Beulah.
Yeah, good evening from Lewiston. Nice hearing from you, John. James Jamie here. I tried to get your QSL card out, but I guess I just gave up on it. Over.
That's okay. Just heading back from dinner with friends and going to head in and get some shut-eye and get ready to mow the golf course tomorrow morning.
Well, alrighty then. Have a good evening, sir. KD8VIN here, over.
Okay, we'll catch up to you a little bit later. Have a great night. AV9 and then mobile I'll be monitoring for a little while.
And ABMH, mobile, Petoskey.
NADMH, W8NWO, sounding 100% full quieting.
Wonderful. Yeah, it was a relatively simple fix, a swappable box, and I'm not quite sure what's wrong with the other one, but it's not happy.
Well, appreciate you getting a new one on the air. Really do. I can't chat too long. We just want to jump on in there and say hi and let you know you sound good tonight.
Thanks, Nelson. And if there's any, if you notice any weird issues or if anyone else notices any issues, and I'm getting your phone call. I'll be back. How are you doing?
73, W8NWO.
K8FJW, monitoring.
NADMH mobile.
And ADMH mobile.
K8BZW, good evening, Drake.
Bentley, we overcame all of the problems.
How did that hose installation go?
It took me 30 seconds, and I just had to fill it up until the coolant came out of the bleeder valve and started it up and let it get the temperature. There was no air bubbles or anything, and I just left.
That's awesome, man. I'm really glad that it went easy for you there.
So, about 6 months ago, when I put the new intake manifold on this thing, it's not designed or made for this engine, but I made it work because it's more reliable than the old one that I had. And didn't really fit nicely next to the power steering reservoir. So I moved it over a little bit, and for a while they weren't touching, but I guess either the reservoir moved or something moved, and the hose started rubbing up against the reservoir. And it probably scuffed up the hose enough that it looked fine. You know, I noticed it was rubbing after, I don't know how long it was, but I was like, oh, I can move this. So I made a bracket and moved the reservoir over a little bit. And the hose never looked weird until, like, about a month ago it started, like, kind of bulging. And I didn't really think much of it because I know the cooling system on these cars runs at, like, almost 30 PSI, which is a lot, but it's what it's designed for, so I didn't think much of it because I've never really paid attention to what the hoses look like under pressure, and, well, yeah, not going to do that again.
Yeah, man, now you know. You got to make sure you take good care of your mom for doing you such a solid by running that over for you, too.
That's why I bought dinner.
Good on you, man. Thanks. Thanks to your, I'm sure your mom appreciates it.
Yep. So now we're on the way back. And, the repeater is happy, and, things are good.
Yeah, it's working great. I'm talking to you on it right now, so nice work getting that put back together.
That was an easy fix. Now the less than easy part is figuring out what went wrong with the old one. But there's something pretty seriously wrong with it.
Well, that is one of the highest points around, and you know, we did have some lightning recently, so maybe it took a hit. Who knows?
Yeah, it's kind of what I'm thinking. Something indirect. So, but anyway, now that's kind of wanting me to set up more of those at all the other sites, so if one dies, we've got a cold spare.
Yeah, not a bad idea, and I don't know, maybe you want to store it someplace at, like, one of those sites where it might be a little bit more accessible. Who knows?
Oh, I was thinking about having the cold spare already racked above the main one, and they'd be programmed exactly the same, so all you'd have to do is just move the cables from the one that quit to the spare, and then plug it back in, and you're back and rolling again.
Oh, there you go. So easy a caveman like me could do it.
That's kind of where I was going with that. We did that for some of the MDOT facilities that only had one repeater. Either we would set it on top of the cabinet because there wasn't space left in the cabinet, or we would mount it right above the main. And label
told where all the cables should go if you needed to switch it over, and that one of the employees could do it. Like, say it was at 1 or 2 in the morning, we wouldn't have to do it. We wouldn't have to run out there. We just walk them through it over the phone. They switch it over to the other one, and they're good to go. And then whenever we can, we run out there and see what went wrong.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. Probably just takes money.
Well, we have enough for all of the sites. Heck, once I fix this one or whatever, figure out what's wrong with it, this one could be the cold spare for the Tosky site. I think we've got another 3,000, or I could probably program up another 2,000 to go at Mackinac City as a spare and Sheboygan as a spare, if need be. So, we've got the stuff, just got to align them up and get them mounted.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan, man. Work on that in your spare time. Well, hopefully you have a little bit more spare time now that you're starting this new job that's not going to have you working like such a slave.
I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to being done at work, done with work at 4 p.m. every day.
I'll bet you are, until they find out just how valuable you are, and then they'll want to promote you and turn you into a manager or something like that, or give you more responsibility.
Well, the good news is that it's only 3 of us, and my boss is kind of the owner. And knowing him, I don't think he wants to work anything over a 40-hour work week, period.
All right, well, see how that works out for you. By the way, good luck tomorrow on your first day.
Oh, thank you, sir. 5-minute drive to work, it's great. Instead of an hour and a half, 2 hours to wherever I gotta go. So, anyway. All right, man, well, I'm gonna turn up the tunes and stay somewhat glued to the temp gauge. Anyway.
All right, man, good work today. Thanks again for all you do. Take it easy, and I'm sure we'll talk to you later this week. K8B2W.
Last station, you were all noise. Oh, an AKTQ, yeah, you're way down in the mud, but I pulled you out.
Oh, darn it, I thought I'd be better than that. Okay, well, we'll just keep trying.
Were you able to raise the 7-4 at all, or no?
Tonight I have to try. When we had that weather alert here a few so ago, I think I was a little rough into that one, too. Well, it was not to come back here.
Well, what you can always do, if you hear the 1-9 okay, but the 1-9 doesn't hear you well, but the 7-4 can hear you okay, you can make a split memory where you transmit in on the 7-4, but listen on the 1-9.
All your testing skills are okay. All right, I'm going to run over to the 7-4 real quick and check that, and then you can get to your
Yeah, no worries. I'm just rolling through Atwood here, so we'll be here. Any image. You're about the same. Oh, that's unfortunate. You're actually starting to get a little bit better on the 1-9.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting about 2 bars. Whatever the heck I'm on.
My APRS squashed all of that. Say that all again.
Okay, yeah, I'm only getting 2 hours back from the 7-4, so 1-9 is definitely coming in better, but anyway, okay, we'll just take it, we'll continue with you guys. That's it.
I didn't get a whole lot of that, but it sounds like you're signing off. So, all right, Joe, have a good one, and yeah, stick to the 1-9 maybe, and then hopefully we can get the 7-4 fixed up, and you can probably use that one again because it's missing half of its antenna. So that's probably why it doesn't work super well for you. All right, Joe, 7-3 at 8 DMH mobile, Atwood.
Three kilo. Monitor and standing by.
Hello.